Welcome, everyone, to this episode of Women Over 50, A Life Redesigned. My name is Shelley. I am the creator and host of this podcast. If you are a first-time listener, thank you for joining us. And if you're a long-time listener, I really, truly appreciate your support. This episode is a compilation of the promo snippets I did for the guest interviews that I had on my podcast in 2019. I think there's like 7 or 8 of them. So it's short, but I thought I just pulled out what I thought was the most insightful parts of their conversation to share with you today. Also, if you're a woman over 50, I'm going to ask you to join our Women Over 50 A Life Redesigned Facebook group. I'll drop that down in the show notes, so you can just go on Facebook and search for that. We have, as of today, December 31st, the last day of the year, over 1,200 women in the group. So it's just really amazing. It's a lively group. We've got lots of content that's going to help you make the best of this phase of your life. Okay, on to the episode.
And that's really the cognitive behavioral therapy side of it, is your thoughts and emotions and understanding those and knowing that you can change those. So there's the T is thought, the first E is emotion, the second E is execution. So whatever we feel, so if I feel angry, that's going to cause whatever execution or action I may have, whether it is stewing in my own juices or yelling at someone, whatever, but it really is our feeling that creates and drives that execution that we have, and then we get the result. So on the shifted side, we just start to change the thoughts a little bit, and we play with those and figure out, what can I think? Like, you know, maybe I can go down the gratitude path.
But from my experiences in the women that I deal with, it really is more of that redesign, changing for something new and improved. Not changing who we are at our core, maybe if anything, investigating and figuring out who we are at our core, and then improving on what we already have. So I think in that sense, it's more of we're redesigning. We're not changing who we are, because that part of us is always with us. It's really finding out who we are and bringing that to life.
It's just uncanny how we go to these drastic measures.
It is. And I think, in my opinion and with my experience, I think it's a desperate cry for help. And
I agree totally.
Yeah. Yes. And he interpreted it as, you know, you're crazy. You're sick. You're a sicko. You just ran away from home. You're a grown woman. You left these kids. Okay, my kids were grown. My third one had just graduated high school, was just about to graduate high school, and my fourth was 11 years old. It wasn't like they were babies in cribs, you know? It wasn't like that. But, you know, he was like, okay, well, obviously, you're crazy. He never, and to this day, as far as I know, never took any responsibility.
I think really the first step is just being mindful, taking that time. All of us are running around and we're doing this, that, and the other thing that we never really take the time to sit down and think about what we're thinking about. We don't. Our minds just go. And I think when we take our time and we kind of analyze those thoughts, I do it by writing it down, and I actually recommend that everyone else does it that way. Each one of my programs starts with, get a journal. That's step one. Because I'm going to have you write all kinds of stuff, whether you're a writer or not. This is just for you. I don't have to read it. I never have to read it. And you can burn it when you're done if you want to. But there is something about getting everything out on paper.
Belief. It's your belief. Believe that you can have an amazing second half of life. Unfortunately, I see too often the 50 plus, 60 plus, 70 plus woman going, I'm too old for that now. I could never do that. I can't get up off the floor. It's too late for me. No, I'm just accepting where I am now. It's too late. No. We have to have a belief and faith in ourselves that our body wants to be healthy. It wants to age well. into that second half or third act of life.
Yeah, it's that first step, I think, to loving yourself. That's the hardest, I think, as women. As women, we are always taking care of our husbands, our children, our jobs, everyone else. But when it comes to loving ourselves, that's the hardest thing to do.
Yeah.
You know, I was brought up the good old country way that women serve the men and blah, blah, blah. You always took care of everyone else.
Yeah.
But when I learned to start loving myself and putting myself first, that I'm realizing that I was doing this for myself, not my husband, not anyone else. I was doing this for my health and realize how I felt. That motivated me to keep going.
Mm-hmm. Because who is more brilliant than women over 50? When you think about, like, even exactly. The village elders of tribal nations, they look to the women to hold the wisdom. First of all, our memories last longer. And so we remember the things that we were supposed to learn. And I'm not 50 yet, but I look forward to it. I look forward to being an age where I have lived and learned for 50 years. So now, over 50 is the time you have the most value to offer that you've ever had in your life. You have the most experience, the most poignant stories. You've been through so much that other people are just beginning to scratch the surface of. Now is the time you have so much richness to share. And to also be the time that you're the most silent, I don't understand.
If I could add one more thing that I would hope that all women begin to realize is that we don't need other people to have joy and happiness in our life. And it truly, an extremely extraordinary life comes when we find that self-fulfillment and authenticity within ourselves, and we do make those choices that align with our authentic truth. And then the universe will bring people into our life to help support it. But we have to remember that it is not the person that is necessary to fulfill, to create joy and happiness in our life. They're literally just there to support us, and we need to allow everybody to walk their path. And when it's time to end our walk or journey with that person, that it is okay to say thank you and to send them off with love, and that in no way diminishes our value.
I read a quote this morning from Simon Sinek, and he said that ambition is not giving up on yourself. Leadership is not giving up on others. And so going back to that ambition part, be ambitious. Don't give up on yourself. Know that you are created with a purpose. There is a reason that you are on this earth. You have things that you are designed to do based on your personality and based on your talents. Don't give up on that, and don't explain away and be like thinking that it's never going to happen if it's not happening right now.